Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, just click on the link in this episode's description. Today, the story of 12-year-old Archie Battersby, who was declared legally dead, and his mother's fight to appeal the end of his life support treatment.
Disgusted, to be honest. Absolute hell watching my other children here over and over again by the hospital trust that my child's already dead.
This is Holly Dance. She's a mother from Southend in Essex, and she's fighting for her son, Archie Battersby. You might have heard about his case.
Just 9 weeks ago, Archie Battersby was an energetic 12-year-old, a talented boxer and gymnast. He was happy and surrounded by the love of his family. But now, after a tragic accident, that family is dealing with a judge's decision that their son is dead.
Holly Dance came home on the 7th of April to find her son unconscious, with a ligature over his head. She believes he might have been taking part in an online challenge. The boy's injuries were severe. He was transferred to the Royal London Hospital, where he was found to have devastating brain damage. He's been in an induced coma ever since.
For the last 2 months, Archie's mum has not left his bedside here at the Royal London Hospital, holding on to the hope that her little boy will live even a fragment of the life that he used to.
Doctors say the boy's brainstem, which is responsible for regulating the body's automatic functions like heartbeats and breathing, is 50% damaged. They also say that 10 to 20% of his brainstem cells have died or are dying. They think he should be taken off life support. Holly Dance says her son is alive.
He's held my hand. He's partly opened his eyes. You know, his blood pressure changes when, his little friend was at the hospital visiting him the other day. His blood pressure changed every time Holly went round and stroked his face, and then he went back on the other side of the bed and it dropped back to where it is.
On the 13th of June, a High Court judge declared Archie Battersby dead. Mrs Justice Arbuthnot provided a written ruling. We've voiced up parts of her statement.
I find that Archie died at noon on May 31st, 2022. I find that irreversible cessation of brainstem function has been conclusively established. I give permission to the medical professionals at the Royal London Hospital to cease to ventilate mechanically Archie Battersby. If Archie remains on mechanical ventilation, the likely outcome for him is sudden death and the prospects of recovery are nil.
At the heart of this story is a question about what it means to be alive. In the UK, there is no legal definition of death, or how to determine it. That's what made the judge's decision so tricky. In order to declare someone dead, doctors will refer to a code of practice that was developed by the Academy of Royal Medical Colleges. This document says that a patient has died when their heartbeat and breathing have stopped, or when it is clear that brainstem function is irreversibly damaged.
It's not a legal way to pronounce somebody dead. It's an MRI.
This is where Archie Battersby's case is unique. Normally, when doctors test to see if a patient is alive, they carry out a brainstem test. In his case, doctors weren't able to do that because they suspected the boy had a spinal injury that could lead to false negative results. So they conducted an MRI scan instead. That scan showed no blood flow in any vessels of the brain. This is how Justice Arbuthnot ended her statement.
He has no pleasure in life and his brain damage is irrecoverable. His position is not going to improve. The downside of such a hurried death is the inability of his loving and beloved family to say goodbye.
But Holly Dance is not willing to give up. In 2021, there was a similar case of an 18-year-old boy called Lewis Roberts. He was declared brainstem dead after being hit by a van. Just hours before his organs were donated, he began breathing on his own. Archie Battersby's mother says it's too soon to turn off his life support.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
His heart is still beating. He has gripped my hand. And there's his mother. And my gut instincts, I know my son is still there. Until it's God's way, I won't accept he should go.
His family have won the right to appeal the judge's decision. Their lawyer will argue that until Archie's entire brainstem is dead, he is still alive. They're also calling for a criminal standard of liability. In other words, saying that it is likely that Archie is dead isn't enough. Here's journalist Brian Farmer speaking at a recent Tortoise event.
It's going to the Court of Appeal on one issue, and that's to do with the test that the judge applies. So the normal rule in a criminal court is that you have to be, it's beyond reasonable doubt. The normal test in civil courts is done on the balance of probabilities. What Archie's parents say is that a judge shouldn't decide that their child is dead, brainstem dead, on the balance of probabilities. She should be sure.
They want doctors to be able to prove he's dead beyond reasonable doubt.
So it's going to the Court of Appeal because that question's never been considered by the Court of Appeal before. Strikes me as a question a lot of parents probably agree with.
This means the outcome of Archie's case could change the legal precedent for how deaths are declared in the UK. Until then, Holly Dance will keep on fighting.
This hospital has got the biggest battle ever because I've refused to give up the fight for my son's life.
Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Today's episode was written by Patricia Clark and mixed by Imi Harper. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not share it with a friend?
The Sensemaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.